First hard fact of the day, 938 new COVID confirmations yesterday. 236 of those were here in Lagos. So like I always say, take all the precautions that you can. Huh? It's not a hoax. No one's trying to get you. It's out there. It's for real. And the things that you need to do to protect yourself or protect the people that you care about or don't care about are very simple. Wear your mask. Wash and sanitize your hands. Limit your movements. That's it. These are things you would do on any other day if it were dusty outside. Second hard fact of the day, Lagos continues to mourn Lateef Jakande. He was the first ever civilian governor of Lagos State. So throughout the show, those of you who lived through the Jakande administration, feel free to call and tell me what you remembered him for. Third hard fact of the day, Fela may be headed for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's on the shortlist of about 12 nominees, and the Hall of Fame is running a vote on the internet, and the top five nominees will get inducted. It started out very rough for Fela. He was coming dead last yesterday, and about 2,000 people had voted yesterday, and he was coming last. But then somebody told Nigerian Twitter, and you know my people now, Nigeria said, Fela, hey! They jumped in, and Fela is now number one on the poll with more than 50,000 votes. He's surpassing people like Carole King, Tina Turner, the Foo Fighters. It's amazing stuff. It's the power of young Nigerians on the internet. They're making Nigeria a cultural force to be reckoned with. These days, so many top American TV shows and movies will have a Nigerian in them. We saw Burna Boy get a Grammy nomination. You see how Netflix is courting the Nigerian market because of Nollywood. We're doing big things. And it's not just in culture. Look at cryptocurrency. Almost overnight, we became the number two market in the world for cryptocurrency. Again, young Nigerians. Or look at fintech. We saw Paystack's $200 million deal. So basically, young Nigerian culture is making Nigeria respectable globally again and bringing in more foreign money than the generation before them. I guess the big question now is, will they get more support from society, the system, the government, or less? The question is, will you try to understand what these young people are doing, or will you frustrate and destroy it? And Hard Facts is another place where a young Nigerian is changing the world. It's me. Yes, I'm the young Nigerian. I'm bringing you the big three today, Global Edition. Let's talk about the U.S. Senate trying former President Donald Trump. Then let's talk about the new U.S. President, Joe Biden, saying that they now have enough COVID vaccines for all Americans. And then let's talk about what various governments and companies worldwide are doing about cryptocurrency. As usual for Friday, we've got Public Square with Agogo coming your way. We're going to wrap up with music and moments. Of course, news updates are coming your way every hour, and you need to pay attention so that you don't miss it when we bring you Just a Minute. Somebody sent me an email yesterday and told me I'll be worse than Buhari because I gave somebody the 10,000 naira instead of the previous person. And I said to the person, if you have two people who play, so the first person calls and answers six questions correctly on a different show, and somebody calls my show and answers six questions correctly, who will you give the money to when they both answered six? Because if you give it to the first person, second person will say, but I answered six, why didn't you give it to me? And somebody has to take the money. So a tiebreaker is needed. You need someone to answer at least seven. And that's what happened yesterday. So why is somebody in my email telling me that I'll be a dictator? I don't understand. Yeah? Please pay attention to the rules. I told you the rules yesterday. And I always tell the rule. I say the rules before we start the game. So you have to pay attention so that you don't send me emails calling me a tyrant. But yeah, welcome to the show. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
The Big Three, Global Edition on Hard Facts.
Is the outcome of Trump's Senate trial a foregone conclusion? Which countries will vaccinate their entire eligible population first? Will global institutions ultimately embrace or reject cryptocurrency? We'll have that conversation on today's show, because this is the Big Three Global Edition. On Fridays, we try to allow Nigeria rest a bit and we take a look at the biggest stories in the entire world. Sometimes, though, the big stories are still Nigerian stories, or they still affect Nigeria. Donald Trump is on the scene again. He's on trial in the U.S. Senate again. He's being impeached by the House of Reps again. And that's our first story. We already covered his second impeachment. The lower house believes that then-President Trump incited the insurrectionist mob that stormed the Capitol and tried to stop the certification of the presidential election that he lost. And so automatically, the case moved to the Senate for trial. Now, I'm sure that a lot of you are asking whether this trial makes any sense since Trump is no longer president. If the trial were taking place during his term and the Senate were to have convicted him, Trump would have been removed from office. So since he's already out of office, what's the point of trying him? What's the point of trying to convict him? Well, there's a second punishment that the Senate can deliver. If they convict Trump, they can hold a second vote to ban him from ever holding elected office again. This is actually a big deal because Trump is still eligible for one more term as president. He can run again. In American history, only one president has returned to the White House after losing it. Grover Cleveland. That's just some side note for you. He's the reason why Biden is called the 46th president, even though only 45 men have actually been president. They count Cleveland twice as both the 22nd and 24th president. But back to Trump. If he's convicted, he risks losing the right to run for election. That's if it's convicted, though. A big if. He risks losing the right to run again. There are like 100 senators, and to convict him, two-thirds of that number have to vote yes, so 67. The Democrats have 50 senators, the Republicans have 50 as well. So assuming that every Democrat votes to convict, 17 Republicans would have to agree with them. Now, how likely is that to happen? How likely do you think that's going to happen? Now, consider this. Earlier this week, the Senate voted on whether or not to hear the case, and only 5 Republicans voted yes. 5. So, I'm going to leave you to decide if this will work. But the prosecutors are taking the case very seriously. By the way, the way it works is the House of Reps are the ones prosecuting the president, while the Senate is the jury. So the reps have these guys called trial managers, and they've presented the case. They've showed videos of the insurrection. Some of those videos have never been seen before. The videos also had sound, and apparently you hear the insurrectionists talking about what they plan to do to the lawmakers and to the election. And you hear many of them saying that they're doing it because of Trump or because Trump wants them to do it. Funnily enough, even Trump's defense lawyer said that the prosecutors have made a very strong case. In his opening statement, he did not counter their claims. His defense of the former president was that it's too late to try him since he's no longer president. Now, this particular defense sparked a debate. Some are saying it makes sense because he's left office anyway. It's best for the country to move on. Others are saying that former presidents are still accountable for the actions they took in office. And part of accountability is trial and punishment. The punishment of banning from future office can be administered at any time. So that's the argument on both sides. I'll also want to know what you think. Now, of course, there are those who say that the Democrats know that they cannot get the votes to convict and they're only doing this to score points for 2022 and 2024 election cycle. Basically, the argument is the Democrats will use what happened in the trial to campaign against Republican senators who refused to convict. But if you think about that argument, if that argument is true, doesn't that imply that the trial is popular with the American people? After all, if the American people do not want the Senate trying Trump, why would Republican senators be afraid that voting to save Trump would get them in trouble with the voters? 0700-993-993-993. Have you been following the trial? What do you think about the trial? Do you think a conviction is possible? Is there a point to it if a conviction is not possible? Do you think Trump should be banned from future office? If you've been watching the trial so far, what do you think? And what do you think about Trump's lawyer saying that the prosecution has made a very good case? 0700-993-993-993. Everybody gets 2 minutes to make their point and keep it moving. Victor in Victoria Island, hello. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I think Trump lawyers have said that he did not cost anything, that he did not tell people to go and do something at the Capitol Hill. And that was the truth they said. But I don't know why they want to play politics with the truth. If Trump have not done anything, I want to ask, are Americans deaf and dumb? Are they pushed around? They said this is their mandate was taken from them, and they went to protest against it. And they said Trump sent them. How can Trump send people? Yes, he can influence people, but he never sent anybody to go and destroy anything. Let me tell you, the Democrats hijacked that protest and did what they did and turned everything to Trump. Why are they? Why did they want to try and remove him or try and stop him from running for future election? Why? Because they are afraid of him. Why? Because the power that be, those selfish people that want to destroy America, don't want him to come back. Because when he comes back, he will deal with them. So I don't know. I don't understand when people they see somebody that wants their interest at heart and they choose to go the other way. They voted Joe Biden. Let us see what he will do.
All right, Victor. Thank you very much for sending. Giving us a call. All right, then. 0700-993-993-993-993-993-993-993. You can also send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Toyin is in Ogun State. Hello, Toyin. Thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
My only comment is that last speaker, that first speaker, he is a Nigerian indeed. Good afternoon.
Ah, okay. Good afternoon, Toyin. I don't know what that means. 99.3, hello.
Yes, Sandra, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Yes, my name is...
Welcome, Calvin. Go ahead.
Yes, first of all, I'm excited that at least the world has had a bit of some sanity now. And we can now see purposeful leadership across the world, especially the United States, which most of us copy as a symbol of democracy. You know, Trump, as he has been tagged, is an inciter in chief. And I stand by that, and I believe those that have tagged him as that is also a divider in chief. He has succeeded in misleading lots of people across the world, both the evangelicals and the common people. And that's why when I heard some comments, I just laughed. This was a man who incited the people, who told them, let us go there, march there, and bring the walls down. He said it several times. He said it more than six times that day. And even before the insurrection took place, he tweeted, thank God he has been banned from Twitter, because only God knows the kind of incitement that will have been thrown out there to confuse people, because this man has the capacity to deceive a lot of people, and he has done that. Because if he has not done that, I don't see why almost $200 million will be raised again for him, you know, in future elections. So he incited insurrection. His vice president was in that in the building. He did not care about that. Even those that, you know, persuaded him, that urged him on to progress in error, the likes of Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Mitch McConnell, and the other man, Lindsey Graham, all of them were there. He did not care about that because he's a man that is self-centered. He thinks about himself. He did not care that those people were there. He said, let's make sure that those people went there and, you know, caused that insurrection and loss of life and properties happened in that place. So I'm happy that this is happening. There's nothing lawyers can do. The videos are clear. The evidence are clear that he incited the people. There's nothing he can do. The impeachment to continue to take place. He has gone down in history as one of the worst presidents of America that has been impeached twice. So it's going to happen because the Senate, the Democrats has the numbers. I know the vice president will make up the numbers. And he will never, such a man should never near the public office again.
They still need the other side to vote. They still need at least 17 people to vote from the Republicans. So they may not be able to convict.
No, what the Republicans have, the Democrats have the numbers.
Yes, they do, but they need 17 Republicans so that they can have 2/3. That's the only way they can convict him and make sure he doesn't run again.
Well, what we have seen so far, some Republicans, at least 10 Republicans, if 10 Republicans from the House of Reps.
Five.
Has already joined from the House of Reps.
But it's the Senate that will
convict. Yes, I know. So if 10 can do from the House, I know that they will get the numbers from the Senate.
Okay.
He will be indicted. The videos are clear. The evidence are clear. He incited the insurrection.
Kevin, thank you very much for calling. Lazarus is in Badagry. Hello, Lazarus. Thanks for calling me.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not all that interested in the American debate.
Okay.
Can I make some informed comment about the death and burial of
Latif Jakande? Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. And incidentally, you requested that those who actually witnessed his administration in Lagos will contribute.
Yes, please.
Yes. I was born in 1970. And so throughout my secondary school days, even right from my primary school days, the Jakande was the henchman of this state. I think his death marked the death of a titan. I think among all the Second Republic governors, I doubt if anyone is still alive, that Jakande lived 91 years, several years after the death of his contemporaries. To me, it's not a surprise. Aside from Mobolaji Johnson, I can't recollect any other governor that laid such a very solid plan for Lagos State. He made Lagos State what it is today. Especially in area in housing and education, Jakande made strides that can hardly be attained by any of his existing. In the area of education, he did so well. Some of us were beneficiaries of World War III's poultry and schools project. And I'm sure those beneficiaries now are already making meaningful contributions to Nigeria in all sphere of life. And you see, hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you, huh?
You see, Jakande, after the military coup of 1983, I'm sure a few years after, less than a decade after, became so poor that people around Lagos cited him on occasion with his rickety car and how to help him. But thank God, his life and death is exemplary and teach fundamental lesson for current day leaders. Because I discovered that God, in his providence, used Tinubu to rehabilitate him, place him on salary as a recapitulation of his good deeds. To me, his life and terms is exemplary and it should be a great lesson to contemporary leaders. I hope they can study him and underscore the fact that if you do what is right with trappings of office, history will see recapitulate your good deeds. I tell you, why not for what he did, I could not have attained secondary school, much less university. So I pray God will still bless his memory. Whatever he has left behind, say in terms of siblings, I pray for them.
Thank you very much. He did tremendously well
for Lagos State.
All right, Lazarus, thank you very much. We are going to continue this conversation about Latif Jakande on Monday. But if you want to call today and talk about him, that's also all right. Fridays, we don't talk about Nigerian stories. But because he passed yesterday and he was such an important figure for Lagos and Lagosians. You can talk about what it was like living under his tenure as governor of Lagos. On Monday, one of our big weekend stories will be his passing, his legacy, and you can talk about him as much as you'd like to. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name,
oh
sir?
Oh, my God. This is your station. At times, they give me a surprise package. You know, I'm waiting for the screener to screen me, right?
Yes.
And you just speak my... I'm for America, for me. They have institutions, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Republican belong to the man that just left, Trump, have you?
It doesn't belong to him, but he's a member of the party, yes.
He's a member of the Republican, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. For me, you said they need about five.
They need 17 Republican senators to be
17.
Able to convict, yes.
But so, if they get five, they will be good to go, right?
No, they won't be good to go if they get five. They got five.
Okay, when with they the were House saying, of Rep.
No. Five in the Senate when the case came and they said, should we hear the case? Five people voted yes. Now, to convict, they're going to need at least 17 of them to say, yes, let's convict.
Okay, for me, in America, they don't play this affording by politics we play here. You can even hear his lawyers that the excuse or whatever is given, they find that there's some error there, right? So, for me, I think they will do the right thing. The institution will take over whatever. Because the man talks as if America is his own property. When I watch him, I watch Bush. I watch even the other man, Reagan. I remember as a young man then, you remember President Reagan, right?
Yeah.
I watched that man. It's not like this. Even our guy that just left office to Obama. Then Clinton, the gentleman, Clinton. But when this guy become president, I say, what is happening? Have you Nigeria in this mandate or what? If it's Nigeria, that guy will go second term, this Trump man. But thank God, the institution there will take over, take care of him.
Chris, thank you very much for calling us. Remember, we all get 2 minutes each to talk about these issues that are burning for us. I told you Donald Trump is on trial in the U.S. Senate again after being impeached by the House of Reps again. We covered the second impeachment here on Hard Facts. The lower house believes that former President Trump incited the insurrectionist mob that stormed the Capitol and tried to stop the certification of President Biden. Now, the second punishment, the one of the major reasons why this is still happening, even though Trump has left office, is that if the Senate convicts Trump, they can hold a second vote to ban him from ever holding elected office again. Now, it's a big if. If he's convicted, he risks losing the right to run again. It is a big if. Because like I told you earlier on, there are 100 senators, and to convict him, two-thirds of those senators must vote yes. So 67 of the senators in the Senate must vote yes. The Democrats have 50 senators. Republicans have 50 senators. So if every Democrat says yes, 17 Republicans have to agree with them before Trump can be convicted. I told you that earlier this week, the Senate voted on whether or not they should even hear the case. And only 5 Republicans said yes. That's why I said that I would leave you to decide if it's going to work or not. Then I also told you that Trump's defense lawyer said, well, the trial managers make a very good case. Trump's defense lawyer, he said the prosecutors have made a very strong case. In his opening statement, he did not counter their claims. His defense of the former president was that it's too late to try him because he's no longer a president. So the question I am asking is what you think is going to come out of this. Do you think a conviction is possible? Now, Kevin, a caller, called in earlier on and said, oh, they could get 5 from the House of Reps, but that's not how it works. It's only the Senate that can convict him. only Senate can vote. Reps members' votes will not count. It's 29 minutes past 3, 0700-993-993-993. I'll take two more calls on this subject and then we'll move on to our second story. But after the second story, if you still want to talk about Trump, please be my guest. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Adegoke from Lekki. Yeah, difficult getting you, really.
Welcome.
For Donald Trump, well, let's say I'm a supporter of Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there is really a great plot to bring down Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, he has so many haters. And when you have some people like Trump who don't hide their feelings, just say it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have people like that,
mm-hmm.
who have such a, how would I put it, trait or character.
Mm-hmm.
So he's someone like that. He doesn't hide his feelings. I've known him back in the days when he even came to the WWE wrestling. He came, he even fought the owner of WWE. Then he told him the truth and then they arranged a match. You know, they fought.
Mm-hmm.
So he's that kind of person. Then the votes that they are looking for, they won't get it. They won't get it. Because definitely all the Republicans can't hate him. You know, they can't deny themselves. Just like we have most of this, our party's politics.
Mm.
They won't deny their own.
You don't think they'll get at least 17 people who are ready to deny their own? At least 17?
They won't get up to 10, sir. They won't get up to 10.
Mm.
I think they are really against that man. And look at what Biden is doing now.
Mm.
Nigerians are going to be sanctioned or financially because of we don't accept gay right in Nigeria.
That headline is actually very misleading. That's not what happened at all. But, it's not one of our stories today.
I know, but top newspaper organizations reported it.
Yeah, top newspaper organizations also reported that Nigeria was disqualified from getting vaccines and it was misinformation. So
who is giving the wrong news? Is it the government?
That's why when you see those stories, just don't stay with the headline alone. You have to read the entire thing.
But I have no doubt either because they've been trying it.
No, that's not factual.
Now.
It's not factual.
Oh, you want us to go back to when Obama and Co. did that to Nigeria? During good luck time, that we refused, you get. So it's part of them, and that's what they want for other countries. You know, America, we can't be following America because they can't be dictating to us. We are a sovereign nation.
All right.
So they can't be telling us what to do in Nigeria, and we always like want to be their boy all the time in this country, and that's very wrong. We should be independent. In Africa as a whole, we should have our own body that actually looks for the good of Africans.
Adegoke, I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Francis in Victoria Island. Hello, Francis.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. On Trump issue, Trump have a lot of haters, just like as Mr. Adegoke from Lekki rightly said. They have a lot of haters because the man is a man that speaks the truth. It does it the way it's supposed to do, but Americans, they can deceive a lot.
Okay.
But I would say that the Democrats, they are trying everything to put the man down.
Mm.
But what they are looking for, they can't get it.
Okay.
They can't get that number. They can't even get up to 7. They can't. I'm very sure of that.
Okay.
That one aside. But, Mrs. Sandra, just because you have brought this topic for us, I think some of us Nigerians will lack the moral right to even air our voice on this issue because I want to believe Trump is not the worst president. I keep saying it.
Okay.
Trump haven't done more than what our own president is doing.
Okay.
This president disobeys the law. He doesn't obey the rule of law.
Mm.
So, and look at all the promises they made to Nigerians. They didn't keep to any. So what Trump has done, I don't think is quite different from what our own president is doing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Francis, for calling. Not very different from what our president is doing. So, you know. Okay. For our second story, let's go around the world for the latest on the COVID vaccines and the race to immunize humanity. America has now bought enough vaccines for its entire eligible population. Joe Biden, the president, announced it this week. They just ordered yet another batch of 200 million vaccines to add to the few hundred million that they already ordered. Now, remember that since they're using mostly Pfizer, Moderna and AstraZeneca, that means that they need two doses for each American. And Biden says that they've got them. Americans' daily vaccination rate has also skyrocketed in the last couple of weeks. In a single day, the USA vaccinated 2 million people. In a single day. Right now, they're averaging 1.6 million a day. Over 1.6 million jabs a day. And that number is rising. If they can get to 2 million a day, then theoretically, they could give the entire population their first dose in less than 5 months. Far less, you know, since they are not vaccinating children. And also people who are anti-vaxxers. So when I think about that timeline, I start to wonder how long it's going to take other countries to vaccinate their entire populations. Which ones will get to the finish line first? Which ones will get there last? I already told you that the UK is slightly ahead of the EU due to manufacturing delays. But when you come to Africa, when you look at Africa, most of our countries have not ordered enough for everyone yet. And even what we've ordered hasn't been delivered. It's only a few countries like South Africa that have received a few hundred thousand. And now even those deliveries are getting K-leg. That's because the world is asking, how well can the current vaccines perform against the new COVID variants? Especially the 501V2. That's the variant that we first detected in South Africa, but it's spreading to different countries. Already a study in South Africa showed that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not performing great against this particular strain. In fact, the result was so serious that South Africa has stopped using the vaccine. They're trying to switch to the Johnson & Johnson version. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was 89% effective in a global trial and 57% effective in the South Africa leg of that trial. So now the best results isn't what we're seeing. It's not the best results, but it's apparently better than AstraZeneca. So those are the big vaccine stories in the world this week. I want you to tell me which countries you think will win the race to vaccinate their population and get herd immunity, because that's what the world is going for, really, herd immunity. Which ones do you think will win that race, and which countries do you think will lag behind? Which vaccine do you think will get the most market share? Do you think AstraZeneca can recover? We hear that they're working on a booster shot. Do you think it can make it to the market in time? And if you'd rather not talk vaccines, talk to me about Trump. Or talk to me about your time under Jakande's administration as governor of Lagos State. 0700-993-993-993-993-993-993-993-993. We're still going to talk about cryptocurrencies. That story is still coming up. But let me take some of your calls and WhatsApp messages. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got James in Isolo on the line. James, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Yes, Zandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, James from Isolo.
Yes, go ahead.
Donald Trump is suffering from his own action. He attempted to stop Akinwumi Adesina, African Development Bank.
Okay.
And then also to attempted to stop Ngozi Okonjo, who is now wanted. They will soon crown that woman.
Mm.
Now, because Donald Trump is not there. Now, Donald Trump, his action is too high. He killed Iran Army Chief Soleimani. So, and those people, they don't want him, they want to stop him by all means so that they don't want him to come back for the second time. Because if he comes back, he will jail them, many of them. So they will do everything to stop him.
Sorry, he will jail who? Because
he will jail those Democrats, those senators. Many of them.
Oh, God. Okay.
He said, at Donald Trump's first election in 2016, it was forced by Russia. He said, Donald Trump is enemy of Nigeria. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Zero seven zero zero nine nine three nine nine three. We've got Twitter, and I'd love to read your tweets there. Twitter's Nigeria Info FM. We've got Olumuyiwa Inaja on the line. Olumuyiwa, welcome.
Sandra. Okay, President Sandra.
Please, like Sandra is fine. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, this is my point.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are casting stone against Donald Trump, mm-hmm. I want to tell them that Buhari is still their president. This is the man that never collects salary. America said, no, it's an issue that you don't collect salary. The man said, okay, give me $1. So whatever you think Donald Trump is, he's still better than many leaders in Africa. That is first, and I don't want to dwell much in that. Let them continue hating him. We will see the next 4 years of their own choice. Then on Jakonde, it may be that Jakonde is corrupt. I want to make a point. Let us assume he's corrupt. But with all his corruption, we can see all his work. We can see it. That means if I, Olumuyiwa, is a governor of Lagos State, I can still make so many changes and I will see it money. But in Nigeria here, they will award a road of $20 billion. They will still abandon the road. Good evening.
All right. Good evening, Olumuyiwa. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on Twitter. Joy Forever says, why are some Nigerians gullible like this? That last caller saying Democrats hijacked the protest. Trump should be impeached. He is societal evil. May America never get such a man like this again. God bless America and show mercy in Nigeria. We've got... another message here. Omar King says, anyone who says Trump is a good man is evil himself. Even the likes of Graham and Ted Cruz know that he is poison, but they won't vote to convict. Politics is a dirty game anywhere. We've got Jonathan Igbo who says, kindly note that Trump is a true patriot that believes in true foundation to which America is built. Let that your caller from Ojo know that Trump never talked as if he owns America, but the spirit of, what is that? Periorotism? Okay, Jonathan, thank you for your message. Digital Marketing says, good afternoon, Sandra. Please tell Adego K that any nation that cannot take care of its citizens is not foreign. All right, then. Keep your messages coming in, Lagos. Let's take another call. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Alessandra. This is Bayo.
Welcome, Bayo.
From Medjeda.
Hmm.
Oh, well, briefly, I don't really have much to say concerning Trump anyway.
Okay.
Yes, the nature and, like Bible always says, that whatever a man does, he will follow after them. So if he has done good, fine. It's good to see him through, will save him out of his impeachment, and if otherwise, well, definitely let him, I don't know, but I really want to talk specifically, briefly, about this, my papa, Baba, Latif Jakonde. This man really touched my life, even though I was not born in Lagos, but when I came, fine, I didn't go to any of the public school here, but at least his work, I mean, keep following after him. You know, so sad that, I mean, some of these are contemporary politicians, you know, rally around him, fine, and they call him their father. Then I asked them now, I throw this question to them, whose sons are they, truly? If this Baba could use just even less than 3.5 years, you know, to do this monumental, I mean, project, I mean, to build a legacy for the world, I mean, how much more? What has happened to all these people that spent 8 years, and even if they have the power, they can continue to stay in that power for them. What have they done? You know, what have they done? And yet they call this man their father. Whose sons are they? I mean, a true son will always want to follow, I mean, the footprint of his own father. So we are asking them, if Latif Jakonde has been your father, the
your political father or biological father or whatsoever father you call him, I mean, whose part are you trading now? And the man has done his deed. He has touched so many lives. In fact, I'm far away from being his family, but at least, I mean, all he has done me much more closer. I've never met him, but at least his works have been a kind of inspiration to me. I pray that we'll be able to have this kind of people. Not only him, people of that particular period, you know, they serve selflessly and they labored selflessly. Just as you have heard one man said that this man, after he has left, I mean, was almost, I mean, staying in one racketeering building and all that, a governor. Do we have that one now?
Thank you very much for calling us. Our final story on today's Big Three Global Edition is brought to you by Zimvest. Let's talk about cryptocurrency. Of course, you know by now that here in Nigeria, the central bank is cracking down on crypto. But right now in the news, we're seeing other countries as well as corporations embracing and regulating it differently. So let's talk about the latest steps. The mayor of Miami says he wants the city to start paying employees in Bitcoin. Francis Suarez wants to position Miami as the USA's number one tech hub. They want to overthrow Silicon Valley. And since so much of the tech world is using cryptocurrency, Miami wants to make itself a crypto market. I mean, think about tens of thousands of civil servants in one of America's biggest port cities and tourist destinations getting paid in Bitcoin every 2 weeks. So that's government. That's government. Now, how is banking approaching crypto? Well, America's oldest bank is jumping in. Bank of New York, of New York Mellon, they're jumping in. That's the oldest bank. That particular Bank of New York Mellon. They're going to start providing crypto services for clients who are asset managers. They'll trade, they'll hold and issue crypto assets for those clients. And when people tell you that even America isn't sure about crypto, point them to the Bank of New York Mellon. Point them to the Internal Revenue Service. I told you how the IRS is now taking cryptocurrency holdings so that so you see how they recognize crypto as an asset. Speaking of assets, Zimvest, our sponsor today, asset managers. Let's hear from them, come back and finish off this story. Now, I've got someone in the studio here who could tell me a bit more about how Zimvest demystifies wealth and creates more for people like you and me. Tell me more, tell me more, tell me more.
Okay, so Zimvest is a Securities and Exchange Commission licensed asset manager. What we do, our sole purpose, is to create access to you, our prospective clients, to a whole range of investment products. And these investment products, like I just mentioned, and our savings are available in Naira and in US dollars. And they are crafted with the best in market rates. With Zinvest, you can enhance return on your investments just by investing in our dollar funds, by investing in our fixed income funds, and we can help you cultivate a savings discipline with our Aspire and Wealthbox products.
You know, one of the things that they could help you do is take a look at what is happening with the rest of the world as far as assets are concerned. I just told you that the IRS is taking cryptocurrency holdings. I told you that the Bank of New York Mellon is going to start providing crypto services for clients who are asset managers. The corporate world is also embracing crypto. Tesla is holding $1.5 million of its treasury in Bitcoin, for instance. Twitter is also thinking about saving some money in Bitcoin. And their CEO, Jack Dorsey, is also investing his own money into developing the cryptocurrency in Africa. He's teamed up with Jay-Z, the rapper, to set up a trust fund called B-Trust. They opened it with $23 million. That's over 9 billion naira. That money is supposed to help countries in India and Africa become players in the cryptocurrency infrastructure. And they specifically singled out Nigeria as an investment destination because of how big our Bitcoin market is. Well, that was before the CBN's order. And speaking of investment, the Royal Bank of Canada is advising Apple to open its own cryptocurrency exchange. They believe the company can make up to $40 billion in revenue from an exchange. So we're seeing business, banking, government all embracing cryptocurrency to varying degrees in the West. Having heard all of this, do you think cryptocurrency is here to stay? Or do you think skepticism about it will win? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts with me via WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. For some reason, I'm not able to access WhatsApp. I don't know what's happening there. But let me come to the phone lines. We've got Sylvester there. Hello, Sylvester. Thank you so much for calling us.
Yes.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Ah, Sandra.
Ah, yes. Welcome.
Good afternoon. This is Sylvester online.
Welcome, Sylvester. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I have to be very brief.
All right.
Donald Trump, if the Republicans want to shoot themselves on their leg, let them shoot.
Okay.
Yes, the Republicans, they team up. They know who the target they do. Their manifestation against the war, against the entire war, does not show conspicuously.
Okay.
If God answer, open the world eye to see what the Democrats are planning for, the world will not even hurt Donald Trump for even 1 second.
Okay.
Donald Trump did not care about the second tenure, so he will start to be original, so they begin to hurt him.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. If now they want to destroy his career as a politician,
mm-hmm.
they are not only, if a Republican go to join them to Democrat to destroy his career,
mm-hmm.
they are not destroying the career of Donald Trump. They are destroying the career of the Republicans.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. That is what they should know.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no jump at the opportunity that Donald Trump was evil or was bad.
Okay.
They themselves, they are unevil joys. If you wear it, do you know what it means, authorizing gay marriage? Authorizing the lesbianism, all that thing, they legalize it. In the concept of creation, if that was done, how would this Democrat be in existence today? That's a question for them to answer.
Well, you can find sperm in the spine, but that's a long conversation.
So, yes, now, Jakande, I was in the village. That time, I say, Alhaji, Jakande is working very well. May his soul rest in peace. May the Lord Almighty grant him eternal rest. May those leaders who are existing now copy the positivity out of his administration and try to do better sincerely so that God will help them to excel also.
All right.
I rest my case.
Thank you very much, Sylvester, for calling. We appreciate it. Speaking of careers, we hear that Zinvest lets you or helps you invest in dollars and in Naira. Now, if people wanted to get in touch with Zinvest, how can they do that?
Okay, you will need to visit Zinvest, www.zinvest.com.ng to get started. Or send us an email at ask@zinvest.com.ng. And you can also talk to our private wealth managers on 070-002-002-20 or +234-12-801042.
All right, then. Thank you very much for coming and joining us on the show today. Let's listen to more information from our sponsors, because remember that they brought you the final story on today's Big 3 Global Edition. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We brought you three stories on Big 3 Global Edition. The outcome of Trump's Senate trial. Do you think it's a foregone conclusion? Which countries do you think will vaccinate their entire population first? And do you think global institutions will ultimately embrace or reject cryptocurrency? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you so much for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn your radio off. What's your name?
My name is Babati Ramzad.
Turn your radio off.
Off,
all right, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I thought it's time for 1 minute.
No, it's not time for 1 minute yet. 99.3. Sorry about that. Okay, we're not playing just a minute yet, so stop calling. We're not playing it just yet. Calm down. It will happen, but it's not right now. So if everybody is calling me to play just a minute, clear roads so that those who are not calling for just a minute can actually get through to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Yes, Sandra. Kelvin calling back.
Welcome back, Kelvin.
Yeah, I want to correct, because you misquoted me. I did not say they need five people from the House of Reps to make up the numbers. I said if they could get 10 Republicans from the House of Reps to follow up the second impeachment, then definitely they can make up the numbers.
Oh,
the
I understand.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
So, but people should bring, this is the global edition, right, Sandra?
Yes.
So we are not talking about President Buhari.
No.
When the time for that comes, we'll talk about it. When we are talking about global issues, people are bringing your president, your president. Why do people like to distort issues? I beg, Nigerians. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Yeah, Black from Owerri.
Welcome, Black. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about Donald Trump.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Trump is a bunch of failure. You understand?
Okay.
Like, he just came to America, started dividing America, started planning on people's rights. LGBT is what people choose to be by themselves. So you cast on any LGBT in the military and who's kind of like part of it, you're kind of like planning on people's rights. And look at the way he played down COVID-19. Even his child separation act, this is not the way Obama started it, but his policy was a bit different from the way Obama started it. So for me, Trump should even be banned for politics for forever.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Let's see who our lucky winner on Just a Minute today will be, because we're completely out of time. So let's see. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Fidelis.
Fidelis, if you win, stay on the line, okay?
All right.
What is the COVID variant found in South Africa? What's the one first detected in South Africa?
Skip?
Yep. What's the name of the vaccine that is currently not working for that variant in South Africa?
Skip.
America's daily vaccination rate is at what per day now?
2 million.
2 million?
Yes.
That's incorrect. Which former governor, Lagos State governor, passed on yesterday?
Latif Jakande.
Okay. What is the name of the bank in America that is... Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What's the name of the bank in America that will start providing crypto services for clients who are asset managers?
Skip.
Skip?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to our final one. What's the name of the mayor of Miami?
Five.
What? Skip? Skip?
Yes.
Skip? Okay. Where in the U.S. wants to overthrow the Silicon Valley? Skip?
Skip.
Okay, well, you've reached 1 minute. Thank you so much for participating. Stay on the line. Let's see if you were the highest score. I think you answered one question only correctly. Stay on the line so they'll take your details, all right? But I think it's just one question that he answered correctly. Highest score so far is 2. How many questions did that guy answer correctly? Was it 1 or 2? I'm not sure exactly, but we'll find out. But Lagos, thank you for being a part of the show. We'll bring you business news after business news, Public Square with Agogo. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Those are your hard facts, Lagos. Have a great weekend.